everybody. Okay. As we mentioned, that Benos Tzion is because of Ben Tzion also, and so it's we'll try to learn Lilu Nishmoso tonight. Listen, I can't control myself tonight. I'm very excited to speak here. You may not be as excited as I am, but I'm excited. I don't remember who asked me a question, but last time we learned together. I think it was last time. It could have been 2 times ago when we spoke about why women don't have the mitzvah of becoming inebriated on Purim.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, you remember that. Good, Baruch Hashem. We spoke about a shiur about why women don't have that mitzvah. At the end of the shiur class, drusha, whatever, somebody walked over to me, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who. If you're here, please identify yourself, because I want to thank you. They walked over to me and asked me if women were involved in the chet, like the men who attended the Suda of Achashverosh, were the women involved in the chet by attending the Suda of Vashti? Anybody here ask that question? Anybody know if they asked the question? Well, whoever it was, I take my hat off to them. I never take my hat off, but I take my hat off to them. I want to thank them. The person who asked that question, because that question got me going, and as a result of that question, I was zeicha to it because of all of you. I have no idea why I was zeicha, but I was asked to speak at the Torah Masorah Convention this coming Shabbos, and one of the slots was shalashudis for women. They say they have about between 600 and 900 women come to this slot for shalashudis, and I'm going to be speaking about something that happened as a result of you. So I'm thanking you, and I want to show you where I'm headed. Okay, now, you ready? Question was, were the women involved in the chet of the Suda of Vashti? Okay, now, before we go anywhere else, let's stop. Right now we are holding in between Pesach and Shavuos. Everybody knows Sfira and all the issues with Sfira and Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Now, I don't know why, I'm not sure, and maybe there is, some of there is, I just haven't seen it. There's another great event that took place between Pesach and Shavuos. A great historical event. Who? Can't hear you.
An eagle
did not take place between Pesach and Shavuos. It took place after Shavuos on Shavuos of Thomas.
Correct.
Thank you. I got nervous. Okay. Now, anybody know what else took place between Pesach and Shavuos? It's in the Torah.
The mon.
But I mean something else. I don't want to say more significant than the mon, but something else that had a profound effect upon us. We still even talk about it today. I'm not going to tell you everything. Work.
Like,
what do you want? Everything got a silver platter? What's that?
Like the Omer?
Like the Omer? No.
The Omer's got a personality.
Come on. It's a fairish in the third twice. Who? Can I give you a hint? I just gave you a hint. Amale. Very nice. Yeah, what did Amale do? Amale came to attack.
Oh.
Oh, I got scared from it. Okay, now, what was this about? Amalek came to attack. What was this attack about? What was going on? What did they want? How did they attack?
Chil Hashem.
Who?
Chil Hashem.
They wanted to make a Chil Hashem. That's what you mean. Is that what you're saying? Beautiful. Gewaldig. I'd like to explain it a little bit more, maybe. Elaborate. Or maybe, be a maturgaman for what you just said, if you don't mind. Is that all right? Okay, fine. Now, I want to tell you something else. It hit me with such power, I couldn't believe it. why we spoke here. Why is it that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Chayav Nishim B'Sum Period? But I want to tell you something before you answer the question. I want to tell you something. Ready? What's the first yontif? The way the Siddurim, yesterday was Parshas Emma, right? What's the first yontif we read?
Pesach.
What's before Pesach? No, not in yesterday's Parsha. What happened before Pesach? No. Shaystroyder. What? Shabbos. Shabbos, Pesach, Shavuos, Shana, and Kippur, Sukkot. Okay, that's the cycle of the year. On Shabbos, there are mitzvah seishas man groma. Kiddush. Women chayiv?
Yeah.
Good answer. Pesach. Mitzvah seishas man groma. Eating carbon Pesach, shechting carbon Pesach, eating matzah. Women chayiv?
Yes.
Okay, mitzvahs derabbanon of dalet kaisos. Women chayiv?
Yes.
Shavuos. Mitzvah say of what? Really no mitzvah say. We'll leave it out. So they put the same as men and women, right? Leave it out. Okay. Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah say. Dear Shaifa, women obligated?
No.
No. No. Shaifa. Mitzvah say, Shazman Grumma, women are not obligated. Do women make sure to listen to Shaifa?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Because they took
upon them. Givaldik. Yom Kippur is the mitzvah of fast. Women obligated?
Yes.
Sukkis. Mitzvah Dalad Mina. Women obligated?
No.
Were they Makabal Leim Chayva? Do women always make sure to bench Shulav and Esrik?
No.
Okay, the minig in Kayashol is that women bench Shulav and Esrik, and most, many places can say because they were Makabal Leim Chayva just like by Shaifer. Akade Kaf, that women should bench Shulav and Esrik before they eat. How about Sukkah?
No.
No. Women were not Makabal Sukkah. Not even the first night. However, if women are Ashkenazik and they want to eat in the sukkah, do they make a bracha?
Yes.
Yes. Svardiyot? How do you say it? How do you say it? Svardi. Well, female Svardim, okay, if they eat in the sukkah, do not make a bracha. Okay, fine. Why is that? Because women will never makabel sukkah upon themselves. But they do it. They want to do it the first night. Nowadays, when I was a kid growing up, there was no room. People had sukkahs, they had any room. But nowadays, Baruch Hashem, people have big sukkahs, and everybody's in there. Givaldik. Givaldik. Now, let's continue along the cycle of Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, sukkahs. Then there's a Rabbanan Dika cycle. No, Chanukah and Purim. Purim and Hanukkah chronologically, Hanukkah and Purim on the calendar, right? Hanukkah. Women like Neris?
Yes.
Why?
Not Neris
Yubeso. Purim. Purim. Women hear the Megillah?
Yes.
Women.
Shachmanis?
Yes. Women. Yes.
Yes.
Women. Suda? Yes. Yes. Women.
No.
Not only that. Not only no. There's no kibbutz im chayva. Nobody does it. It's not brought down a kaiyah shelf. I can't. It's brought down not to do it. All the reasons, the chleis, tznius reasons we spoke about. Who's going to take care of the family reasons we spoke about. Rabbi Yisai, listen to me. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We gave an answer. Before I give you the answer that we gave, let's think for a second. The end of the year, in the Yontif cycle, the last day of the year, the last moments of the year in the Yontif cycle, you know when they are? Purim night. You know why? Because Shleishim Yom Kleina Machag, 30 days before Pesach, you have to start learning the halachas. And you know what that is? That's the day after Purim. That's a Gemara. Some sheets that hold it's even on Purim itself, but the Maisa, the last day of the year. And I want to tell you something. I want you to hear what I'm going to tell you. For me, one of the most precious moments of the year is after the Avodas Hayom on Purim, and I get someone to drive me to Telz, and I dance in front of Rabbi Levin. That's one of my most precious moments of the year. Twice a year, I dance with him. Sometimes for a minute on Purim, and sometimes for a minute on the simplest base of Shoeva. But at Purim, I get a little bit, you know, so I dance in front of him. one of the most precious moments. I danced in front of him for 5 minutes. One of the most precious moments of the year. And I realized, it's the end of the year, the whole Avodah, starting with Pesach and going through the Leil Seder and all the things of Pesach, and then Sphira, and then Shavuos, and then Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and in the middle of the 3 weeks, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and Sukkot, and Chanukah, and Purim, and Matzai Purim. And women don't do it. And you know what Rabbi say? It's the only mitzvah of all the mitzvahs of Yontif that women don't do. They don't do. What's going on? So we said, remember what we said? Rav Shlaim is Amar Rav Machaz, an unbelievable Kiddush. Rav Shlaim is Amar Rav says that even though that Purim is not going to be bottled, because of love, it's not going to be bottled, because of love, it's not going to be bottled, but when Mashiach comes and we still have Purim, we'll have all the mitzvahs of Purim except for one mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of what? Chayvin is a mitzvah of Purim, the other one, Rav Hamar Levar, Rav Hamar Levar, that mitzvah we will not have. It says Rav Shlaim is Amar, why won't we have that mitzvah? Because we don't need it. Because of Maisa, why did we have it? Because since we were depressed, why were we depressed? Because Purim is the only Yontif that takes place in Chutz Laaretz, and takes place without a Beis HaMikdash, every Yontif takes place on Eretz Yisrael, with a Beis HaMikdash, or in the Midbar, with the Mishkan, whatever. I could have been an auctioneer, I can talk very quickly if I have to. Listen to me, you ready? So now what comes out? The only mitzvah we don't do is the mitzvah of what? The mitzvah of Adol Yoda. And I always thought, I feel bad for women. I told you this last time. I feel bad for women because they don't do this mitzvah. And now I realize that the reason that they don't do the mitzvah is not because only because it's near to maybe the family. The reason they don't do the mitzvah, they don't have to do the mitzvah. Why don't they have to do the mitzvah? Because the mice are the women, the only people who didn't sin by the eagle. The women are the only people who didn't sin by the Meraglim. The women are the people who Mishchus Noshim Sin Kondias Nigel Ova Sein Mitzrayim. That's where he got out of Mitzrayim. The women are a higher Majega than the men. And since I'm the high majority of the men, and don't think I'm saying this B'tayrus Khanifa, and I don't mean it, I'm telling you I mean it. Women are high majority, you've got to get hold on here. Women are high majority of the men. And male, since I'm the high majority of the men, therefore the halacha is, and they don't have to drink according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's explanation. And therefore the highest moment, which is the end of the year, you know what happens? Men are drinking because we need it, Nebuch. And women never had a shake, never had a crack in their belief. They're the old ones who always stayed. They stayed. And therefore, if I cared, not that they never don't do it, it's that they don't need it. Now you can understand why Roshach, when they came to Roshach, and they said to Roshach like this, part of the yeshiva is very crowded, Yom Leroyim. Everybody comes back to Davin. We don't have enough room. So we want to suggest that we take half the Ezra's Noshim and use it for men. Baal de Geitzer. No. Why not? You know what Shach said? Who comes to Davin in the Ezra's Noshim? Single women, older women. You know what happens? Their tefillahs are so powerful that they take the tefillahs of the men. You want to catch the women in and take away women in the Ezra's Noshim? No way! We need them! Shach said this. Bells the Rebbe said, you have any bells? You have been bells in that shul? Over there in bells. They were ready. So they came to the bells. The Rebbe said, the shul's ready. So we start davening soon? She said, is the Ezra's Noshim ready? You ever see the Ezra's Noshim in bells? I once walked into the shul in bells. Shabbos morning during davening. It was an ofruf. You know what happens? Had an ofruf?
They throw candy?
Only the women throw candy. You ever get hit by a candy coming 75 feet down from the 14th level? They open up these things, they're like gunshot. Bang, bang, little turrets are open up. Bang. Couldn't believe it. I felt bad for that chassan. Man, woo. Banging. Double level, Ezra's Noshim up there. I said, no shul. Until the Ezra's Noshim is ready. There's a book called Going Forward, written by a woman who was the daughter of a Rebbe, pre-war Europe. I don't remember the Rebbe's name. It's an unbelievable book. You should all read it. Going Forward, about a woman. Unbelievable. In that book, she describes that her father had four Bekishes. One for Shabbos, one for Yontov, one for weekday, and one for when his wife benchlicht. And his wife would benchlicht, and the whole family would stand behind her when she led the licht benching. Including the Rebbe. So somebody asked me, did the women sin? It took me about a week to work on the Shiloh. The last time I spoke was Purim. I didn't speak before Pesach. I spoke before Pesach also. Okay. Unbelievable. So Maisa, there's no Chazal anywhere that says the women sinned. Surprise, surprise.
But is there a Chazal
very nicely said. The Menais HaLevi, one of the Gedolei Achroinim, who is Rosh Shlomo Alkavitz, who wrote L'cha Doidi, wants to posit that the women sin, but he's not sure. He says Efshir. The Eitz Yosef, one of the Mefarshim and Medrash, says he's wrong. I called Rabbi Yo Solomon to ask him if he knows of any Chazal. He said there's no Chazal, and that's why I think the Menais HaLevi is a little bit vacillating. And the pashtus is that the women did not sin because they found the Yom Kachemayni. It says that when Vashti brought out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the women left the Suda.
Other parts of the
there was I'm asking if Chaim Kinevsky, I'm going to send him a letter to ask him if he has any right whatsoever the women sinned at Sudas of Vashti. Right now I'm willing to say that they did not, because they didn't sin at the Eagle, they didn't sin at Meraglim, they didn't give up in Mitzrayim. B'schus Noshim said Konigas, we got in Mitzrayim. And the Pshat is a Machlekes Rishonim that says that Rishul the Levi says that Afein Hoi Vois Anes. The Rashbam learns the Pshat is Afin Ovi Esenes, and Rashi does bring this Pshat down. Afin Ovi Esenes means that we got out because of them, because of Yehudas and because of Esther. Afin Ovi Esenes, Chanukah and Purim. So if they didn't sin at the Suda by drinking the wine, they don't have this mitzvah to drink the wine. But Kert, stay away from the wine. They don't need the wine. Wine has no shaykhus to them. They don't need the boost. They never gave up. They never made a mistake. What an incredible, incredible thing. You with me? Is everybody with me? Okay. I have a kasha, obviously. Ready for a kasha? I have a kasha. Amalek came and attacked Klal Yisrael. How did we fight back? What does it say? We had a bezin made up of who? Who? Moshe and Yeshua. You got one right, one wrong. Bezin has three people. You only mentioned one of them.
Who
what?
Moshe Chor.
Moshe Chor and?
Who and all the
Bazans?
Pinchas.
No. Moshe Chor and? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Moshe Chor and?
Aaron.
Beautiful. Who went to fight Amalek?
Yehoshua.
Yehoshua. Some people call him Yehoshua. Yehoshua, listen to me. Gevaldik, I have a question. Who's older, Yeshua Chor?
Yeshua
is older. Yeshua is 50 years old. Chor is 30. I have a question. Why didn't Yeshua go and be part of the Bezdin and send Chor down and fight a Molech? Why didn't Yeshua fight a Molech?
Because he was one of the
first win. It depends on how much Torah you have. Let Moshe Rabbeinu go down and fight. Who did? Yeshua had special sword to fight against a Molech. Very good. Why? Why?
Because he's from
Meraglim. Meraglim didn't happen yet. Why? Who? I don't hear you.
I know.
It wasn't part of ladies. He had to work. Therefore, he had more schusim. It's not a bad shot. I wasn't going to say that shot.
Either.
Who?
Moshe didn't work.
Moshe didn't work either. Okay, listen here. Who does Yeshua come from? Who? Yeah. Who does he come from? Nun. Everybody's in a Gevaldik move tonight. Ephraim. Excellent. Who does Ephraim come from?
Yosef.
Says the Medrash. A pasuk in Ovadia, 1 second. It's a pasuk in Ovadia, quoted twice by Rashi and Chumash. Base Yaakov.
Of Eish.
Eish. Yaakov's Eish. Eish of is?
Kash.
And Yosef is? Lahava. So Yaakov is Eish. And Esav is Kash. And once you have Yosef, who ignites the fire and spreads it, it burns up the Kash. Who is a descendant of Esav?
Amalek. Who was the descendant of Yosef?
Yoshua.
So it says the Medrash, and Yeshua went ahead to fight who? To fight Amalek, who is Esav. Because it's Yosef fighting Esav, like the Pasuk says in Ovadia. I'd like to say a pshat right now. What I'm going to say is a little scary for me to say. It's a little scary for me to say. It's a very sensitive issue and a sensitive topic. I think you're mature enough to hear it, so I'm going to say it. Now listen to me. I've never said this before. It's because of you. Now listen, I'm going to say a chiddush. Okay? And again, I have to say with sensitivity. Listen to me. The words Asher Korcha Baderech, which are in Parshas Ki Seitzei, when the Torah discusses, Amalek didn't attack us twice, by the way. The Torah mentions the story twice. Don't get confused. Right? Don't get confused. Okay? Fine. When there's the Aseret HaDibros twice, it's not because it's twice. It's the same Aseret HaDibros, just repeated. Or different Shinuyim. Okay, now. Hashem only spoke to us once. The second time he didn't speak, right? He didn't say over, right? Only the first time. Okay, now listen here. Everybody's aware of the fact, I think I said this at Pirkei Avos, either this week or last week. Everybody's aware of the fact that deviant lifestyle in the Torah's Lashon, Mishkav Zohar, everybody knows it's called Toeva. Does anybody know that the Pasuk before the Parsha of Amalek, in which Chazal say the reason that Amalek came, also says the word Toeva? It calls another Avera Toeva. Does anybody know which Avera it's called Toeva? And Chazal say that because of this Avera, Amalek comes. Cheating in business. It's called the Toeva. Now, Chazal say if you cheat in business, Amalek comes. I'm wondering, if you do a Toeva, it brings a Toeva. What Toeva? What does the word Karcha mean?
Cold. Weekend.
Weekend.
Cold.
Cold. Rashi says three pshatim. One is Mikre, happenstance. One is Karcha, cold. And one is Keri, referring to the fact that Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael with Mishkav Zohar. Now there was a Jew whose name was Yosef HaTzadik, who withstood an incredible Nisoyan with Eishes Potiphar. Right? But do you know also that Potipharah wanted, Rashi brings us out of Chumash. I'm only saying Rashi and Chumash. I don't know anything else. I just know a few Rashis. I don't know much else. Rashi and Chumash says that he wanted to be with Yosef. Not only did she want to be with Yosef, he wanted to be with Yosef. Mishkav Zohar, Rashi and Chumash. I'd like to say that Yosef fought him off. And you know what? Yoshua, the descendant of Yosef, fought off Mishkav Zohar. And you know what? Yoshua went to fight Amalek, who came to attack Klal Yisrael with Mishkav Zohar. Everybody with me? Now listen to me. If they came to attack Klal Yisrael with Mishkav Zohar, did they come to attack the women? No. You know why? You know why? You know why? Because the women just got the Jews out of Mitzrayim. And Amalek knew that. And Amalek knew if they want to get Klal Yisrael, they better get the men, because the men are weak and not the women. And if we get the men, the men will punish the women. There won't be any more Klal Yisrael. But we're going after the men, not after the women. The women are too courageous. That's what happened. And that's why the halacha is, I know it's not the mitting, and if we got to tumble, and we're going to say this, everybody's going to say, the Sefer HaChinuch says that women are not obligated in Parsha Zohar. Because the battle was against the men, not against the women. The battle was against the men, not against the women. Scary. Scary. Women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of chayiv inish of assuming poor yadol yoda ben aram lavor of Mordechai because they don't need it. And women don't come to Parsha Zohar because they don't need it. Because Amalek didn't come after the women. Amalek came after the men. Thank you.
Okay. Now, because of you, it's all because of you. Rebbe Zinmuk asked me to speak, so I spoke. So I got this incredible, I found this incredible mitzvah from Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, which led me to understanding what happened, why women are chayav and ish. And somebody asked me, Akasha, what happened to the Suda? And I got into the Suda. The woman didn't sin in the Suda. The same thread goes all the way through. Women didn't sin. Women are chayav in every mitzvah. Women, if they're not chayav, they took it upon themselves, except for this mitzvah, because this mitzvah, they attack it on the women. Not through the mitzvah of Amalek, because Amalek didn't attack the women. Yes?
Does this, that Amalek didn't attack the women, does that?
I would like to say that according to the Peshat, the word Korcha means Mishkav Zohar. It means they did not attack the women. It could be that all the other Peshatim also didn't attack the women. But the Maisa, this is clearly, they did not attack the women. It was an attack on the men. And the reason I believe is so, perhaps, is because I believe is so, perhaps, right? I believe perhaps is so, or perhaps I don't believe, or perhaps I hope for whatever the Peshat is, right? I'm looking for, Rabbi, I think, I feel it's the MS, that the Peshat is because they knew that the women just got the men out of a tribe.
But what about, like, by
Haman?
That was, like, that was everyone.
So
what
that
was everyone?
They attacked everyone.
The Xera was to kill. But the reason the Xera was to kill is because they got the men to sin. The women didn't sin. They got the men to sin. And because of that, there was a Xera. As a matter of fact, the Menosa Levi wants to say the women sinned because the Xerah was on the women. Because, as you're saying, Haman said to kill the women, but it's a little schwer because Haman also said to kill the kids. The kids didn't sin. Okay, so I don't know what to talk about here. Somebody else had a question. I'm sorry. No? What am I telling you all this for? I want to tell you something which I think is very important. And I don't know, and I'm not saying it because of anybody in this room, but I am saying it for everybody in this room. Okay? There is the Yetzer Hara. You know that? You know the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara is a chameleon. You know what a chameleon does? A chameleon changes colors all the time. You know what that does? The Yetzer Hara changes and adapts to every Zaman. And it comes up in a new Yetzer Hara. Comes up in a new Yetzirah. You know what the new Yetzirah is, Lanias Daiti, one of them that's coming down the pike? Besides the Yetzirah of technology. Not speaking about technology now. I want to tell you Yetzirah. There are Jews that I know that my wife is related to, and therefore I'm related to, who when their daughters became bas mitzvah, they celebrated when they were 13. Are you aware of this? That there are Jews who celebrate bas mitzvahs for their daughters when they're 13. Hear this? When they're 13. So my wife said, what's the matter with you? You claim that Judaism, Orthodox Judaism, there is only one brand of Judaism, by the way, okay? It's only Orthodox Judaism. That's it. Finished. You claim that we are the people who look down upon women. We say women mature at 12 and then mature at 13. What are you making a woman into a man for? Now listen to me. So we can all laugh and smile and say, it's not negated to us. But it is. I'm going to tell you why. Because here's the saying. There's a saying. You know the saying? Wie is Christel Zach is Yidl Zach? You ever hear that saying? It's an important saying. You should know it. Wie is Christel Zach is Yidl Zach mean what's going on by the Goyim soon happens by the Yid. Wie is Christel Zach. Christianity is Yidl Zach. Judaism. Wie is Christel Zach is Yidl Zach. So listen. You ever come to shul Leil Shabbos?
No.
Okay, that's why I asked. Anybody ever came to shul Leil Shabbos noticed, maybe, that the chazan, we all know that in a shul, the chazan davens from the Omud. There is in a shul in Oren, and there is a bima, and Baruch Hashem, in most Orthodox shuls, in between the bima and the Oren is an Omer with the Chazan davens. The laning takes place at the bima. Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday night takes place at the bima. And when the chazan finishes singing L'chadoidi and says Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and is about to say Baruch Hu for Ma'ariv, the chazan walks off the bima and walks to the Amid. Very strange phenomenon. The reason is because it wants to show that Kabbalah Shabbos is not really a tefillah. Kabbalah Shabbos was made up by Rishlema Alkevitz 500 years ago. And to show, it's unbelievable that a person made up a pizmon and every shul sings it. It's a pella. The schus, it's a pella. But still, it's not a tefillah from the Anshei Kedusha Gedolah. So therefore, we do not daven at the Yom, we daven at the Bim. Okay? Do you know that there are, I'm going to be very open with you. Do you know that there are shuls, there's Manenu, in the United States of America, they call themselves Orthodox, that allow a woman to lead Kabbalah Shabbos? I'll tell you why. Because it's not really a tefillah. So now, one second. They're going to tell me, come on, I don't know any such shuls. Okay, so I want to say something else now. Okay, now here where things get a little bit complicated. There are a lot of people within Orthodox Judaism who are confused. And they think, because of what it says in the press, that we, as a people, Orthodox Judaism, look down upon women. Women are second-class citizens. Equality means, I, as a woman, I want to wear a talus. I, as a woman, I want to wear tefillin. There's an Orthodox school in which girls came to the school to daven and they wore tefillin, or they are wearing tefillin. Now, also not nagir. Here's what's nagir, Rabbi say. When you get onto a plane one day and a young woman sits down next to you and says, ah, you're Jewish. So am I. You're Orthodox. So am I. Are you Haredi? Yeah, I'm not. Why is it that you Haredi women, why did you abdicate your role? And why did you admit that you are not as chashev as men? You'll tell her that you once went to a shir and somebody screamed, that wasn't me, somebody screamed and said at that shir that women are more chashev than men. Oh, they are. Women walk out of the bed. How come women are not rabbonim? Here's the deal, Rabbi Say. Here's the deal. There are different roles. And remember this. Secondary, primary is not really the way the roles are divided. Women have a certain chashivus in Klal Yisrael that men don't have. And men have a certain role that women don't have. Okay, now you want to get to all the particulars. I understand why you say Shasanik Ritoinoshanisha. I got all the kashas. I know all the kashas. Here's the deal, Rabbi Sai. You can ask any question you want to find out the information. As long as you know that the foundation is based on the fact that we don't put down women. That's what's going on here. Women don't drink on Purim because women are more. Women never give up their emuna. That's what Rosh Hashanah's talking about. Rosh Hashanah was not giving some platitude because he wanted to make some good press in some left-wing paper that in front of it they said that the women are not going to give up the Yisus Noshim. Rosh Hashanah was saying the MS. Even to say those words is almost disrespectful. Rosh Hashanah was saying the MS. Rosh Hashanah was telling us the MS that we sometimes forget. That's what's going on here. That's what you have to be empowered with to know. Because the Yetzer Hara is moving right now. I don't know if I want to call it an earthquake, a volcano, a tsunami, a flood. It's coming our way. It's already arrived. It's arrived. Anybody who's anywhere who knows what's going on knows it's arrived. And there's no question in my mind that there are young women and older women who have these questions. Who have these questions. What is the purpose of a woman? What is the role of a woman? The answer is to serve Hashem. That's the answer. Now, how does she serve Hashem versus how does her husband serve Hashem? They're different roles. He puts on tefillin, she doesn't put on tefillin. He wears a towel, she doesn't wear a towel. He wears scissors, she doesn't wear scissors. And he drinks on Purim and she doesn't. And I could tell you the same thing for tefillin and scissors also, but I'm not going there. Just staying focused where we are. And she doesn't go to Parsha Zohar. She might be machber and go, whatever. She doesn't go to Parsha Zohar, and they do go to Parsha Zohar. That's what's going on, I always say. And don't let anybody else tell you anything different. I'm thanking you for the following. When I go to this Torah Masorah convention, I'm going to tell the women exactly what I just said right now. I'm telling you again, it's all because of you. I've been thinking about what I'm going to say at this Torah Masorah convention for the women already for 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I don't know how long ago was it called me up, maybe longer. I want you to know something. I'm going to tell them the following, which is nageya to some of you, not to all of you. However many women, hundreds of women are going to be there. 98% of them are going to be teachers. And I tell them, that's your job. To tell the girls in your class that women are not second-class citizens. I don't care what the left-wing press says. I don't care what the non-Jewish press says. I don't care what the Jewish press says. It's not true. It's simply not true. Starting from the fact that 12 or 13, there can't be witnesses, and there can't be judges, and there can't be rabbanim. Good! You know what? I can't be part of the Chevra Kedisha. Because I'm a Kohen. Chevra Kedisha, Chesed Shel Emes, the biggest Chesed in the world. Can't do it. Women can, I can't. I know it's not the best Ryan in the world, right? You're going to tell me, because the Kohen, because you really got a bigger job, so maybe that's why you can't do this. I understand. I'm all like Saraya. And so is the Purim Sudaraya. But you don't need a Zaraya. No chet by the eagle, no chet by the mradlim. They didn't give up in Mitzrayim. They're responsible for Hanukkah, they're responsible for Purim. That's what's going on. And I will tell you, Rabbi Say, that's your job. That's Hashem Yisbarach. One day, you'll all have children, Bez Hashem. And one of your children will ask you the question that I said this morning, in Chumash this morning, that my daughter asked me. I asked my wife. I was once sick. And I stayed home. I couldn't go to daven. So I davened at home. My daughter saw me davening. She was 5, 6, very precocious. 5, 6 years old. She went to my wife and said, I don't understand. I thought only Ima's daven, not Abba's. She never saw me daven. I'd never davened at home. She never saw me daven. What are we to say? He saw an Ima daven. You have a very special role. You have saved Klal Yisrael. I understand it was a Moshe Rabbeinu. I understand it was Aaron HaKohen. I understand it was a Chofetz Chaim. Can I ask you something? It was also a Sarah Shnia. She changed Klal Yisrael and saved it. And you know what? She was a woman. And most Gedolim say that the person who had the biggest impact on Klal Yisrael in the 20th century was a woman. But you know what she did? She came up with a brilliant idea and she asked if you're allowed to do it. And the first thing they told her was no. And then the Chofetz Chaim and the Ger Rebbe told her yes. And she persevered And she went about it the right way, and she saved Klal Yisrael. Anybody who says that women are second-class citizens in the eyes of Orthodox Judaism is an amoritz, the Raisa and the Rabbana, and historically. It's a very easy soundbite, and it's a big, fat lie. Tonight's shir is not only to give you the koichus to know, but to give you the koichus to transmit it. You, we have nothing to be ashamed of. We are the best people in the world. We have created the rules to put women on a pedestal. We have created the rules to treat every human being with the greatest level of human dignity. Because we are carrying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules. That's the limud. That's the limud. I can't say everything I'd like to say. I have to get somebody else to say it. But I will say that the rest of the world, with all of their elitist media presentations, has downgraded women, despite the fact that they have allowed them to become doctors and lawyers and mayors and prime ministers. They downgrade women. Downgrade them. Just walk in the street and you will see how they downgrade and disrespect women. We do not. We do not. And we never did. When Rav Elazar ben Azariah was given the position of becoming the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, he told the Chachmei Yisrael, he was given and offered the most coveted position in Klal Yisrael at the time. He said, I must go home first and ask my wife. That's a Gemara Mefureshes and Mesechish Brachas on the bottom line of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. That's who we are. And don't let anybody else tell you anything different. And if you see that somebody is being questioned and needs help, help them. Help them. It's a big mitzvah. Help them. So everybody say, you helped me. You did. I'm telling you, you helped me. I couldn't wait all day to come here and say shir. I said enough shirim already today, Baruch Hashem, but I wanted to say this shir. I wanted to say this shir. And I can't wait to get to the Torah Masorah Convention to say this shir as well. I'm going to tell them there's a group of Chasheva young women in Chicago who are responsible for this shir. I mean it very seriously. Responsible for many things, but also responsible for this year. So I want to wish everybody Hatzlach HaRabbah. And as I began, I'm thanking Revitzin Mulka. Isn't it amazing that Sarah Schneer has no Svarim, has no descendants, and doesn't even have a kever? I just found the kever a few years ago. For decades, no Svarim, no kever, no children, and she had the greatest effect on Klal Yisrael in the 20th century. Because she went to the Gedolim and she asked, and she meant of the Shem Shemayim, and she changed history. She changed history. That's who you are. That's who we are. You're not second-class citizens. It's a sheker. You have different roles, and we have different roles. And it's challenging to work them out together. So life is challenging. Who said it's a bowl of... Well, life is a bowl of sushi. What's life? Life is challenging. You should all be zeicha. We should all be zeicha together to rise to the challenge and to be a kadoshim shemayim v'rabim. I can't stop thanking you enough for asking the questions that you ask on Tzlacha Rabbah.